Today's Namaste Yoga continues our benefits of yoga series, and today's benefit is the mantra of breath. Hello and welcome to episode 197 of Namaste Yoga. We're continuing our benefits of yoga series, and today's benefit is the awesome breath. We are in a rather lumpy conservation area this morning. I think it's called Crothers Creek. We're in Pickering, Ontario, and this is a really beautiful place, actually. Aside from a very strange place to lay your yoga mat down, but there are gorgeous swallows and birds all around. It's a really neat place to go walking on paths and things like that. So I hope you'll see lots of birds with us today. Today, I want to thank everybody who has sent in their amazing stories of transformation and testimonials for episode 200 of Namaste Yoga. We are going to do a whole video montage of those testimonials and stories of transformations for episode 200, which is coming up in just 3 episodes. We are having a whole celebration, which is going to be on October the 5th. We're going to be filming that episode, and there are a bunch of people coming from all over North America, from the States and from all over Ontario. They're going to be coming in, and we're going to film that episode, and then we're going to go for lunch after. It's going to be a great celebration. And our theme for that class is going to be transformation. So we've done 200 episodes. We've been giving away free yoga classes for the past 4 years for 200 episodes. And so I thought we would explore how we have been transformed by Namaste Yoga for the past 4 years. And I know, because this is a global thing, there are people who follow Namaste Yoga all over the world, that not everybody can come. It's just impossible. So we want to make sure that we can include all of you, because we know that there are some very dedicated followers from all over the world. So for those of you that can't be with us in person, we're going to create a second video, a video montage of how Namaste Yoga has transformed your life over the last 200 episodes. And lots of you have already sent in your testimonials. You can send us a typed written message. And if you do that, I would love for you to send a photo with it as well, so we can include your photo with your written message. You can leave us a speak pipe on my website, and that's where you can record your voice. Those are fantastic. And just go to melissawest.com, and then you'll see there's a spot where you can record your voice. And you could record a little video testimonial that we can include in the video montage. There's lots of ways to be included in this. And if you are a Namaste Yogi that has been following us, we would love for you to be a part of this, because so we'll have our 200th episode that we're recording, and then we'll have those of you who are from around the world, you can all be part of it. So I want to be very inclusive. So that would be great if you could send that in prior to October the 5th, and then we will have 2 videos. So everybody's part of it. And thank you to everybody who's already sent theirs in. They've just been very touching, and I just loved receiving them, and it's been fantastic. So thank you to Donna from Squeeze for my clothes. I'm wearing this outfit that at first I thought was rather gray and gloomy, but I just love this outfit. It's all gray. And I'm wearing long yoga pants and a gray tank today. And then thank you to Dusky Leaf for our props, which we're going to need a lot of today. So you're going to need your yoga mat. You need 2 blocks and a bolster today. If you don't have a bolster, you can roll up sleeping bag works great, or some towels, or roll a blanket around some pillows. You can make your own bolster. So you can go ahead and rest back, and we'll begin to contextualize today's class on the sacred mantra of your breath. So I do want to say that for today's class, I was really influenced by a book that I'm using a lot for this series, actually. It's called Yoga Beyond Belief by Ganga White. And also, I do have to say that breath has been a constant companion through my teachings. I have really been very privileged to have studied with Esther Meyer's yoga studio, and the three cornerstones of their teaching are breathing, grounding, and spinal elongation. And so I had a lot of training in pranayama and breath practice through them. And also for today's class, I went back to one of my favorite books on breathing, which is Donna Farhi's book on, I think it's just called The Breathing Book, so I really like that book as well. But I really liked what Ganga White had to say about pranayama in his book Yoga Beyond Belief, and that's really where I gathered the majority of my thoughts today for today's class. So we're going to start with a quote by Ganga White for today as you're resting back. And he says, "The sound of your breath is considered a sacred mantra that is capable of revealing many secrets. The sound of your breath is considered a sacred mantra that is capable of revealing many secrets." And so we talked a bit at the beginning of this series about how as you become more advanced in your yoga practice and as your yoga practice becomes more refined, you tune into, you know, at first you learn the postures and you want to learn all these advanced postures, but as you become more refined and advanced in your practice, you start to tune into the more subtle layers of your practice, and breath is definitely one of those. And so what would it be like to consider your breath a sacred mantra that reveals many secrets? Yogis believe that there is a direct relationship between the vigor of your breath and your life force. And personal power. Breathing marks your entry into this life, and the end of your breath delineates your departure from it. Your breathing reflects your state of mind and your emotional well-being. Not only does your breath reflect your mental and emotional well-being, but it can also influence your mental, emotional, energetic, and spiritual well-being. So you can tell a lot about how you're feeling, but you can also influence how you're feeling through your breath. Prana means life force, and yama, or the correct way to say that actually is yam, means control, self-restraint, self-control, and discipline. Pranayama is the study of your breath and your life force. The really interesting thing about your breath is that it is both conscious and unconscious. Breathing is something that is done unconsciously most of the time, but as soon as you bring it into your conscious awareness, you are once again influencing it and bringing it under your control. As soon as you begin to think about your breath, you are controlling it. It is impossible to stop controlling your breath once you start to think about it. When we practice yoga postures or asanas, we are always practicing pranayama or breath control. The question is whether this breath practice is done consciously or unconsciously. Even when you are not paying attention, the yoga posture itself will create a different breathing pattern in each yoga posture. However, it is a far more advanced yoga practitioner who will pay attention and observe their breathing. You may even try experimenting with it in each yoga posture. A more advanced yoga practitioner may ask themselves questions such as, "Am I breathing softly or strongly, actively or passively, freely, or using ujjayi breath?" by practicing pranayama and tuning into your breath, your pranic and bioenergetic system. By tuning into your breath and your pranic and bioenergetic system, you are tuning into a whole host of information about yourself. So go ahead and form your intention for what you would like to receive from your practice today. How could you tune into the sacred mantra of your breath as you practice today? So this is a more advanced practice, tuning into your breath, controlling your breath, of being conscious of your breath as you practice. What would it be like to create some intention around really being mindful of your breath through your practice? Or of using your breath to influence your physical well-being, your mental well-being, your emotional well-being, or your energy? So you can stay lying on your back, and we're going to begin with a meditation for breath awareness. So this is a way that you can tune into and begin to discover a lot of information about yourself through your breath. So begin by simply observing your breath and noticing what your breath is saying about your physical, mental, energetic, emotional, and spiritual state at this present time. Where do you notice breath movement in your body at this time? Are you experiencing it in the lower part of your body, in your pelvis, your belly, your low back? Or are you experiencing breath movement more in the upper part of your body, in your chest, in your armpits, in your upper back? Are you feeling breath movement more to the front of your body, to the back of your body, or the side of your body? No right or wrong answer to this, no better, best answer. Just noticing what you notice about where you're experiencing your breath in your body at this time. And as you tune into the sacred mantra of your breath, the deeper and deeper layers, can you become so still and quiet that you can notice where the movement of each breath originates? Where does each breath begin? Is your breath fast or slow or medium? Notice your breath as you breathe in. Noticing your breath as you breathe out. And become aware of the spaces in between. Is there a difference between the length of your inhalation and the length of your exhalation? Again, no right or wrong, no better or best. Simply observing without any need to change your breath at all. Observe whether your breath feels deep or shallow. And if you could describe the quality of your breath, what words would you use? Just allow descriptive words to arise without altering them in any way. And perhaps images might arise as well. Images that you might associate with your breathing. So as you gathered all that information about your breath, what did it tell you about yourself? Physically, energetically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. And then you can begin to wiggle and stretch out. Stay lying on your back. The beginning part of this class, we're going to really focus on opening up the container of your breath, so your torso area. This whole area, right from your pelvis up to your armpit, can really open up to your breathing. So, with your legs long, take your arms overhead, and you're going to side bend to one side, opening up your side ribs. Let your awareness settle on the sacred mantra of your breath. And then come back to the center. And you're going to go ahead and side bend over to the other side, opening up your intercostal muscles on the other side. And so although your asana here is quite simple, the deeper and more advanced level of practice here is being connected with your pranayama, with your breath, and what it's telling you about your energy, about your life force right now. And then come back to the center. And take a deep breath in. And let it fall out of your mouth. And just notice if you have more breath movement laterally into your side ribs and back. And also if there's more freedom of your diaphragm moving down with more ease after you did that side bend there. Okay, the next piece, you're going to bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. And we're going to create some movement in around your pelvis here for deeper breathing into your belly and pelvic area. So just little pelvic rocks, rolling your pelvis, pubic bone and tailbone up towards your face, and then rocking it away from you. So exhale, roll up towards your face, and inhale and rolling it away from you. So when we speak about pranayama and controlling your breath, this is breath control here. Controlling your breath with your movement. So it's a little vinyasa as well. And you might find that your breath drops into ujjayi breath, that ocean sounding breath right away when you do this. And then keeping your left knee bent, draw your right knee in. And again, another vinyasa or movement with breath. Inhale, let your knee be away from your torso. Exhale, draw your knee in. So inhale, your knee moves away. Exhale, draw it in. And you can hold on behind your knee if you have any issues with your knee. Really tuning into your breath. And notice how your breath frees and your movement frees up over time with your movement. And then release your right leg down and take a breath in. And breathe out. And notice if there's any more freedom or movement, if you feel more energy on the right side of your body there, the side you just worked, and then draw your left leg in. And so inhale as your leg is away, and then exhale, your knee comes in. So stay with your breath and observing what's happening with your breath and your movement. So these are more advanced practices of tuning into the subtle energy channels in your body and what's happening on a more subtle energetic layer. Notice how each time you do this, there's a subtle shift, maybe more movement, more opening, releasing, letting go. Let it be your breath that allows that to happen. And observe the quality of your breath. Then release your left leg down and take a deep breath in. And see if you can feel a more even feeling of your breath into your belly and pelvic area here that you've just spent some time filling up as you exhale. Okay, so now we're gonna start to open up this area and around our rib cage and intercostals again. Gonna use one of your blocks. Gonna lie on your left side. And take the block between your knees for good alignment along your hips. This is really good to support your SI joints so it's not wobbling all over the place. Bring your knees right up to a 90-degree angle, and I put in the show notes to have a, I may actually even just use my other block here. Perfect. To have a blanket here so that your neck is straight. And what you're going to do here is stack your hands one on top of each other. Inhale. You're going to exhale, glide your shoulder blade away from your spine, and then inhale and glide back. So the movement here is, the action is happening on your back body. Inhale, glide back. So you're opening up, you know, your lungs sit more to the back of your body than the front of your body. So you're opening up the soft tissue at the back of your body here, allowing for more breath movement in along around the back of your body. So imagine gliding your shoulder blade away from your spine. And that's the action that's creating the movement of your fingertips, your right fingertips moving beyond your left fingertips. And then keep your hands stacked and your eyes looking at your left hand. You're going to inhale, open your right arm. And so now you're really opening up the muscles in and around your armpits, the front of your chest. And exhale and close. All of a sudden, there are tons of gulls in the sky. Swans, hawks, and blue herons as well, Tim says. Okay. And then what we're going to do is inhale, roll all the way onto your back. So you roll open into the twist and really keep your hips stacked here. So try not to, the action's happening in your upper body here. And exhale, roll close. Inhale, roll open. Exhale, roll close. So here, see how we're controlling our breath with our movement. So this happens all the time in yoga. This is too hot now. Too high, but I need something in between. The blanket will be perfect for you. It's okay. I am not planning on staying here in this. I'm on the mat girl for my actual yoga practice. Okay, and roll open. And okay, maybe I will stay. This long grass is kind of creeping me out. I'll tell you why it creeps me out. I know way too many people with Lyme disease. That's why it freaks me out. Okay, so this is why I prefer to practice in more groomed areas. Okay, so what we're going to do, you can stay there for a few more breaths while I come back to the safety of my mat. And you guys, you think we'll move? I don't think we're going to find anything more groomed, sweetie. But we are moving. Okay, we'll move and then we're going to do the other side. So you guys can roll yourselves back up and we'll come to the other side. Okay, so we've moved to a different part of Devon's Creek March to do a different, the other side. Okay, so you're going to be on your right side now. So take your block, put it between your legs again, bring your legs up to a 90 degree angle. Let's see what the angle's like here. You might want that blanket underneath your head again. Stack your hands one on top of each other. Inhale here. Exhale, glide your shoulder blade away from your spine and inhale, glide back. Exhale, glide. Inhale, glide back. So opening up the back of your upper rib cage, the muscles around the back of your upper rib cage. And then keeping your eyes on your right hand, you're going to inhale, open your left arm. Feeling an opening in the front of your chest, into your armpit. Exhale and close. Inhale, open. And exhale, close. And then this time, follow your hand with your eyes. Inhale, roll all the way open. And exhale, roll all the way closed. And then inhale, roll open and stay open, keeping your hips stacked and your knees stacked. Noticing where you feel breath movement in your body here. And then gather yourself up and place your blocks off to the side. You're going to come up onto all fours. And we're going to do some cat pose. So we'll be opening up the back ribs, your back ribs here. You'll exhale and round up through your back. And inhale and arch through your back. So again, controlling your breath with your movement. Really pay attention to the flow of your breath with your movement and coordinate your breath and your movement here. Allowing your movement to stay with the full length of your exhalation and the full length of your inhalation. And then we're going to come to seated. Okay, from seated, extend your left leg out and keep your right leg bent. And take your right hand beside your right hip. And we're going to do a version of gate pose. And this really opens up your side body and helps to create a softness in your breath along your side body. And it really helps to make your breath three-dimensional. So you're breathing into your front, back, and side body. So you're going to inhale and sweep up. And exhale, lower down. So coordinating your breath with your movement again. So again, another form of breath control. And then we'll switch sides. Actually, before you switch sides, just take a moment here and breathe in. And feel the difference between the right and left side of your body. And then we'll switch sides. So extend your right leg out and bend your left knee. Place your left hand at your left buttocks. And inhale, sweep up. And exhale, lower down. It's bumpy. maybe in the video montage for the 200th episode, Tim can do an outtake of all the crazy places he's made me film. No, he's not willing to do that. I'll go back and show you all the crazy places you've made me film. And one more like that. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay. And then again, just pause here. Breathing in. Breathing out. So feeling the effects of that practice. Probably more evenness from side to side. Feeling your breath moving laterally probably now. Really cool. Okay, we're going to make our way from here up to standing. We'll come through downward facing dog. So come onto all fours. Tuck your toes under. Inhale. Exhale, reach your hips back and then up. Straighten out your heels. And then walk your feet in towards your hands. Okay, from standing, we're going to do another vinyasa to open up your area of breathing. And you're going to start with your hands interlaced at your heart center and take a deep breath in. And breathe out. And then breathe in. And exhale, round out through your back. Drop your chin to your chest. And then turn to one side. Doesn't matter which because we're going to do both. And turn to the other. Inhale, come back center. And exhale. And then you're going to inhale, reach up. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, hands to your heart. Inhale, interlace your hands behind you. Exhale, open up through your chest. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, back, interlacing your hands to your heart. And exhale. Okay, so let's do that again. Inhale. Exhale, chin to chest, round forward. Inhale into your back body and then exhale to one side. Inhale to the other. And exhale back to your heart. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, back to your heart. Inhale, open your hands behind you, interlace them. Exhale, open up through your chest. Inhale, lower down. And exhale, come back to your heart. Inhale. Exhale, chin to your chest, round forward. Notice what it's like to connect with your breath, the sacred mantra of your breath, so intimately. Inhale to one side. Exhale to the other. Inhale back center. Exhale to your heart. Now inhale and reach up. Reach down through your feet as you reach up. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, hands to your heart. Inhale, open up through your chest. Exhale, lift and open. Inhale, lower your arms. And exhale back to your heart. Let's do this one more time. Inhale. Exhale, chin to your chest, round forward. Inhale to one side. Breathe into your back body. Exhale to the other. Inhale, back center. Exhale, back to your heart center. Inhale, reach up as you reach down through your feet. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, back center. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, back center. Exhale, hands to your heart. Inhale, interlace your hands behind you. Exhale, open your chest. Inhale, back to your heart. And exhale. Okay, I think I did that a little bit differently each time, just to keep you on your toes. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is a standing forward fold, but we're going to roll into it really slowly. Okay, so it starts with your chin to your chest. So you're we're going to roll down through the vertebra of our spine, bone by bone by bone, breath by breath. Okay, so inhale, exhale, chin to your chest. Inhale. And then exhale, go another vertebra. Bend your knees, soften your knees. Inhale. Exhale, open up the next vertebra of your spine. Inhale. Exhale, roll forward another vertebra. And if this starts to create a little tension in the back of your spine, just lift your chin off your chest a little bit. Inhale, exhale, open up the next vertebra. You can bend your knees, open your legs a little bit. And just slowly, bone by bone by bone, each exhalation, rolling forward a little bit more. And the practice here is to see how slowly you can go forward. The more slow you can go, the more advanced your practice is. Feel each vertebra of your spine opening up along your back body. Bending your knees deeply to support your back. Let your head hang and the back of your neck be long.
When your fingers touch the ground, you can slowly drape them from side to side. And then you're going to slowly come up, starting from your pelvis, tucking your tailbone under. Rolling up through your spine, bone by bone by bone.
Letting your head be the last thing when it comes up. And when you come up, take a breath. And notice how that affects breath movement in your body. Okay, so the next thing we're going to do is Kapalabhati breath. In downward facing dog, but first we're going to do it here, then we'll do it in downward facing dog. So this is skull shining breath, and the way I like to teach it is by placing your hands on your belly, and you exhale with a strong ha, 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 ha. So your exhalation is active, your inhalation is passive, and it goes through your nose, and your nose creates a vacuum. So you breathe out as you're drawing your belly back, and your exhalation is active, your inhalation is passive. So all you're gonna do is change your ha's, you're gonna close your mouth, and you're gonna start breathing out through your nose. So start with some ha's. Ha, 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 ha. Close your mouth and do it through your nose. Oh, that honking noise is swans, if you can hear it through my mic. Flying, oh yeah, there they go, flying overhead. Okay, so. Maybe they like our skull shining breath. So we're gonna do this upside down and see what it feels like upside down, because I think it might be easier to get that action of drawing our belly back in and up in downward facing dog. Okay, so let's give that a try. I'm gonna come onto all fours in my funky, lumpy ground. And go ahead and see, look, I can get my right heel on the ground really easily here. There they go again. Okay, here we go. So skull shining breath here. Then go ahead and lower your knees and come on down. So how was that? I think that felt a lot easier for me because I had gravity drawing my belly up and in. So I hope that was easier for you. You can let me know. Do you want to try that one more time? We'll do that. But we only did that 50 times, so maybe we'll do that for another 50. Okay, so let's come back onto all fours. Tuck your toes under. Inhale. Come up, and we'll do another round of Kapalabhati. Breathe in, breathe out, And lower your knees down. And come to seated. Okay, from here we're going to do the Sharira Hand Body Mudra series. So the way this works is there are four hand positions and it allows you to feel for breath movement in your body in different parts of your body. So it starts with your hands in an L shape at the base of your rib cage. And then you move your hands up to your armpits. And then the third position is your fingertips. Your palms are flat and open like this, and your fingertips come up to your upper back. And you just rest your fingertips on your upper back. And this movement here, your breath movement here, can be really subtle. And this movement can be, if you have tight shoulders, really not fun. So you could do this position in child's pose with your hands like this. And then the final position is feeling for breath movement in your chest. And you interlace your fingers, except for your middle finger and your thumb. And you place your middle finger at the top of your breastbone and your thumb at the bottom of your breastbone. Okay, so we're going to start with your hands at the base of your rib cage. And feeling for breath movement here. Okay, we're going to move your hands up to your armpits. Feel free to do these sitting in a chair if the sitting position's uncomfortable for you. So tuning in and feeling for the more subtle movement here, maybe. Relax your shoulders down. Great, relax your shoulders. Bring your fingertips up and over onto your upper back. No tension, just nice and easy. Tuning into that really subtle movement at the very end of your exhalation on your upper back. And then release. And the final hand position for this mudra series is the index and middle finger extended with the rest of your fingers interlaced. Place the big thumb at the base of your breastbone and the middle finger at the top of your breastbone, feeling for breath movement here. And then go ahead and release your hands. And we're going to finish in reclined bound angle pose. So this is what you're going to need your bolster for. All kinds of creepy crawlies on my bolster. You can place it for your torso. And then you need your blocks for your knees to support your knees. And even if you think you don't, please use them because they support your SI joints. You don't want your knees hanging in mid-air with no support. It just means your SI joints have no support. You rest back over your bolster with your arms out to your side here. And this opens up your whole... We talked about your torso as a container for your breath, and this opens up the whole... your whole torso as a container for your breath here. As you rest back here at the end of the class, just observe the difference in the quality of your breath from the beginning to the end of the class. You'll probably notice the effect of your breath practices and asana on the quality of your breath now. Even on your mental state, your emotional state, your energy. Just observe the difference from the beginning to the end of your class experience. And gradually allow your breath to deepen. Go ahead and wiggle and stretch out. And draw your knees in and bend to your right side. And make your way up to sitting. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 197 of Namaste Yoga. If you like the video, give it a thumbs up and leave your comments below. Let me know what you discovered about your breath this week as a sacred mantra, your own sacred mantra. Look forward to hearing your feedback on this class. Namaste.